songs that's been sung quite a while, at least back in my memory when I was blessed, and I remember singing in the youth choir, and some of those songs were sung in the youth choir. I like that. I appreciate that. And those songs are good. They're a blessing to me. I fell in love when I got saved, got born again. I fell in love with the songs and the hymns of the church. I did not try to change what the church sung about. And I didn't try to change the message of the church. I just fell in love with the music and the message and the method they worshiped in. I fell in love with it. And I got born in the fire and can't stand the smoke. And that's the truth. That's exactly right. And I found it to satisfy me and nothing else ever has. And in these years I've been preaching, going different places. There's a lot of different stuff that people put forth. But it never has satisfied me. It never spoke to my heart like what I got in when the Lord saved me by His grace.
Amen.
So I'm grateful tonight for the privilege to be in your presence, and I need your prayers. I call your attention tonight to the Gospel of John chapter 8. The Gospel of John chapter number 8. And I want to look there beginning in verse number 1. John chapter 8 and verse number 1. Now, when you find your place, if you are able to stand with us, if you'll stand, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's precious Word. If you'll remain standing, after we read these verses that I will read out of John chapter 8, then we'll look to the Lord in a word of prayer, and after the prayer, you might be seated. John chapter 8 and verse number 1. The Bible said, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again into the temple. All the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Yes.
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This, they said, tempting Him, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down, and with His finger wrote on the ground, as though He heard them not.
Right.
So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself, and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down, and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You for the reading of the precious Word of God. Thank You for preserving it to this generation. And for the portion that You've directed our heart to tonight, we're grateful. Thank You for the privilege to be in the house of God. I pray now You'd help me as I endeavor to preach. I pray for just a few moments that You'd immerse my mind and my heart, my spirit in the Word of God, and in Your will and way, give us that's needed tonight to preach to this congregation. Oh, Father, have mercy. Meet with us tonight. May we worship and may we adore You. May we see You high lifted up tonight. Lord, do among us and with us and through us what only You can do tonight. Help us, I pray. Bind every force of hell and Satan that would defeat and give victory tonight in this service, I pray. Speak to all of our hearts from the Word of God. And let us leave here revived, renewed, and refreshed. And may we leave here grown closer to You. And may we leave here, Lord, with our eyes open tonight. I pray You'd encourage hearts, strengthen weak, feed the hungry. I pray You revive us again that we might rejoice in Thee. But, oh God, I pray above everything that is accomplished tonight that You'd get honor and glory unto Your high and holy name tonight. And, Father, what You do in this service, we'll be careful to bow our head with it. And thank You for it. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank You for standing tonight. Well, I guess you might call it a simple thought if there is such a thing out of the Word of God. But I feel tonight I want to preach from verse 11. When the woman answered the Lord, when He asked her the question, "Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" And she simply said, "No man, Lord." As God would help me tonight, I want to preach on that thought. No man. No man. Now, throughout the Word of God, that phrase or those two words are used in the Word of God. I'm not going to try to preach all of them tonight, but I just want to preach on this tonight. No man would, no man could, and no man stood. No man tonight in the Word of God. As we'll deal with our text in a moment, but I want you to notice, first of all, tonight in John chapter 5, there is no man that would. The Bible tells us there that the pool, which is called Bethesda, at Jerusalem, which has five porches, that there's a great multitude of sick folk laying around that pool on those porches. The reason they're laying there is because at a certain season, the Bible says an angel troubles the water. And it so happens that the first one that's sick of whatever infirmity they have, that gets in that water that has been troubled by an angel, they are healed. And therefore, there's many waiting around the pool to be healed by getting in to that water. The Bible tells us that there's a man there that has an infirmity, and has had an infirmity for 38 years. I don't know if 38 years he's been at the pool, but I know he's been sick for 38 years. And the Bible said that Jesus comes to that man, my friend, that's laying around that pool, and says to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the man answers, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, how to help me in the pool. But every time I'm trying how to get in, and he said, another cometh and steppeth down before me." So let me say, first of all tonight, no man would. Here's the man that if somebody would help him in the pool, that if some man I would offer to give him assistance, he could have been healed, no doubt. But he says to the Lord, when the Lord asks him, does he want to be made whole? He says, "I don't have any man. And no man to help me. I'm left to myself." I'm reminded of what the psalmist said. "And no man cared for my soul." It looks like this fellow fits that situation. I guess, my friend, everybody else is in the same boat he's in. Everybody else is scrambling to get into the water, to get into the pool. And so, they just cannot help this man. I don't know if there's anybody healthy around or not. Anybody with a physical ability to help this man. But it looks like there's not. And no man would. Amen. And so no man would. Then I want to say, secondly tonight, no man could. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5 that to John beholds that heavenly scene, my friend, in Revelation chapter 5, and he sees in the right hand of him that sits on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. The seven seal book is in the right hand of him that sits on the throne. And there's an angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof?" And the Bible said, no man in earth, in heaven, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And John said, "I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." soul. And so I want to say to you tonight, there at the water, Bethesda at the pool, a man with infirmity looking for somebody to help him. There's no man that would. Now the angel is proclaiming who's worthy to take the book and loose the seals. And the Bible said no man could. There was no man worthy to open that book. Amen. Now back to our text. The Bible tells us, my friend, that after Jesus remarks to this crowd, he that without sin among you, let him cast the first stone, that they all being convicted in their conscience, go out, amen. And the Bible said that from the eldest to the last, and Jesus is left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Hey, friend, no man could, and now no man stood. Amen. When he said, he that's without sin, let him cast the first stone, there was no man left standing. All was there. I was, my friend, the woman standing by herself, and Jesus stooped on the ground. Hey, friend, no man that stood. I want to say tonight, in all of these situations, there needed to be a man. Amen. But there was no man that would, could, or stood. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? I hope you're listening in a hurry. I don't think I'm going to preach long tonight. It's maybe one of the shortest ones I've had. I ain't got it many a year. Amen. But I'm going to give you what I got, and we'll go to the house. Amen. God help us. No man, my friend, would, could, or stood. Here, my friend, let's go back again out of John chapter 5. Wilt thou be made whole? Says the Lord to the impotent man. Sir, I have no man to help me in the pool. But the question was not about a man. The question was, will you be made whole? I want to say tonight, the question is still, wilt thou be made whole? Thank God. It's not what my friend merits you've got. It's not Sunday school pins or banners you can wave. It's not good works you can perform. It's not how you measure up out of somebody else. But we'll bow be made whole. That's the question tonight. We'll bow be made whole. And oh, he said, but sir, I have no man. I've been here so long. I've been here so many times. I don't know what you think about him. I think that he's at the point. Hey, I'm thinking there's no use. Amen. He is hanging around the pool. But I wonder time after time when he sees somebody else get in. Does he think it's worth it? Hey, friend, I tell you tonight, hey, God, if you don't see what you want to see, feel what you want to feel, hey, God, just keep staying around where it's going on, man. And sooner or later, your turn will come up. Hallelujah. Well, he said, sir, I have no man. That's exactly the way it looks. And I want to say tonight, no man would. And maybe you feel tonight that no man will, or no man wants to, or no man cares. But what he didn't know is that the man he was needing was talking to him right then. Hallelujah. Woo! For that Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men.
man, the man, Christ Jesus. When he thought there wasn't a man, when he said there is no man, lo and behold, standing right beside him was the man, the man, Christ Jesus. Not just to help him in the pool, no, no, but to just speak the word and make him absolutely whole. I say to you tonight, thank God, if you can just trust him, if you can hear his voice tonight, if you can feel his tongue on your soul tonight, if you just do what he says tonight, you can be made whole. Woo! Oh, yeah. The Lord wasn't interested in how he got there and how long he'd been there. From him, he already knew his case.
Right.
And he knew how long he'd been lying there.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
And the Lord knows your case tonight.
Sure does. Sure does.
Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Knows your case tonight. Hallelujah. Oh! There's a whole lot of folks laying around the pool today. Hey, that's never got in. Never met me, man. Is that right? I know it's so. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Brother Toby, Brother Gammon, some of these others, Brother C.L., and the wives of Brother Toby and Brother John, they have probably met some of these folks at the last meeting in Kentucky. I've preached from meeting there and have been for several years in their church in North Carolina. And I just some weeks ago, after they had a meeting on that Sunday, there was a woman in that church. Amen. I bet you'd call a pillar. Amen. I'm telling you, she was there every time the doors is open. From singing in the choir, as good a moral woman as you'd want to meet. But that Sunday morning, after that meeting they had, and the preacher preached down the aisle, she went and said, I'm lost. And God showed me I'm lost. And I want to get born again. And she got born again. They baptized her last Sunday. Hey, friend, Sunday before last, they went to a baptistry. That church has just been built. That pastor called me, and he said, I've known that woman all my life. He's been pastoring the same church for 40 plus years. And he said, if anybody, I thought, I would have went to heaven, I'd have thought she would. But he didn't know her case. But somebody in your case. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, yes. And he said when she come out of that baptistry, Lord God, she shouted, thank God. And said, thank God. They saved me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend, we're dealing in this church age with folks that's been dealt a counterfeit that don't know the difference. Oh, and they're looking for a man to get them in the pool. You don't need a man to get you in the pool. You need the man, Christ Jesus, to say, wilt thou be made whole? And if you will, Christ, take up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're looking for tonight. I don't know what you're searching for tonight, but the man Christ Jesus, he's here tonight. And that's the one you need to deal with, and him alone. And he's got the words of eternal life for your soul tonight. Amen. No man would. Hallelujah. But yet, though he thought he had no man, the man was standing right beside him.
That's right. That's right.
And he simply said, rise, take up your bed and walk. Woo!
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I'm enjoying myself. I hope y'all are.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. And he rolled up his bed and started walking. And down the road he met some folks that said, hey, did you know you took your bed on the Sabbath day? That's not lawful. He said, I didn't know if it was the Sabbath day or not. I just met a man a while ago that told me to rise, take up my bed and walk. And if you've been laying on a sick bed for 38 years and somebody told you to take it up and walk, you've done the same. Hallelujah. Let me alone. Who was that man? He said, I don't know who he was, but he had exactly what I needed. And I say, he's got exactly what you need tonight. Woo! Woo! Bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm amazed at how sinners got saved in years gone by. When we didn't know about soul winning. Are y'all listening to me? It's a wonder anybody ever got saved that didn't live in this modern day. I ain't gone when folks had to have soul winning to do it. Are you listening to me? Woo! I want to preach a little bit tonight. I may be longer than I thought I was. Hallelujah. You know how preachers are. If they say it won't be long, you better hold on. Thank God, it's going to be a while. Hey, thank God. And they say, give me another minute. You know what that means. That means another hour. Well, God help us, I'll try to quit. And when the Lord says, Brother C.L., let us show him that I'm saved tonight by the wonderful grace of God. How when my grandparents got saved after the Lord saved me and called me to preach, they got to come and hear me preach and got a conviction. And I never forget Grandma and Grandpa coming out of my parents' house to still live with them. Because I was a teenage boy preaching. They began to explain to us what happened to Grandma a few nights before. And he said she's so miserable she couldn't go to sleep. And I said to her, do you want to pray? She said, I do. And said she got out on one side of the bed and I got out on the other. And said, I'm just an old sinner. But I've done the best I know how. That's what he said. Hallelujah. And she said, after a while I felt peace. Thank God. And I felt happy in life all the next day. And I'm just wondering, is that what y'all talking about? Being saved. I said, if you ain't sure, we're headed to church after a while. They've come early for church. I'm going to give the invitation. Why don't you get the altar and make sure so you know. When the altar call was given, I stepped back. I said, Grandma, would you like to go pray? She said, no, son. I don't need to. When y'all had that first prayer, I settled it. It's fixed. I'm born again. I'm saved by the grace of God. Grandpa got saved a few weeks later. In the middle of the service, he stood up. Guthrie had testified. He stood up and said, Pastor, I'm a stranger and a visitor here. And I don't want to interfere with what's going on. But I'm an old sinner and I've been needing to get saved. Would y'all pray with me at the altar? And in just a few minutes, you got born again. I witnessed to his 72-year-old friend. And Wallace Sanders. Hey, God. I come to meet and got under conviction. I prayed but didn't get satisfied. I went home on Tuesday night. Came back on Thursday night of the meeting. And met me before I could get my car door closed. And said, I just want to tell you, I got saved today. Hallelujah. And here's what he said. If it's good enough for my friend Bob Pitchett, it is good enough for me. Hallelujah. I got ignorant concerning spiritual matters. But got their eyes open and brought to a place of repentance. I got in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, hallelujah. And the church across this is just for it died. And said, if I don't baptize you in my church, you can't be saved. He said, sir, I don't know a lot about the scripture. And I don't have much education. But he said, I remember something. That preacher told me, thank God in his preaching, if I had that blood, that was what I needed. And he said, sir, I've got that blood. Well, bless his name. He knew about it. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, don't be looking for some man. Look for the man tonight. And if you feel like nobody, understands your situation. I know your case. I know how long you've been lying there in a miserable state. Oh, you may have been coming to church, but underneath the surface, there's trouble in your soul. There's unrest in your life. You're needing help. You're needing salvation. Hallelujah. And the man that's able to give you what you've been searching for is here tonight in the person of the Holy Ghost. And he's able to save you. Hallelujah. If you'll just obey him tonight. If you want to be made whole, rise. Take up your bed. Amen. No man would and no man could. Hallelujah. I suppose this is what I'm supposing. And I don't guess preachers ought to be supposing much. But I'm supposing this Revelation 5 is where they got the song, "They Search Through Heaven." Hallelujah. Oh, it probably is. I want to tell you, they weren't searching for a Savior. They're searching for somebody with word that opened the book and to loose the seals.
Amen.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, heaven didn't search one iota for a Savior. Thank God. God didn't look nowhere except at his right hand. Hallelujah. I don't know so much about his right hand. I think he looked in his bosom. Hallelujah. Or I believe he's in the bosom of the Father. Thank God. And then when he came and did redemptive work, he went down and sat at his right hand. What do you think about it? That's what I think. For what it's worth tonight. Hallelujah. But I suppose that's where they got the song. But they're looking for somebody. I'd open this book and to loose the seals. We can't see the rest of this book if somebody can't open it. If somebody's not worthy how to take the seals off of it. Are y'all listening to me? John could have never wrote the rest of it. All the rest of it had been closed. But he said, when there was no man worthy in heaven or on earth or under the earth, he said, I will. Because no man was worthy. In other words, no man could. And he said, while I was weeping about that, said the angel of the Lord, touched me and said, weep not, John.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed.
Yes,
and he'll open the book. John said, I dried my eyes, looked around to see that Lion. And said, when I looked around, here come a lamb. As it had been slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Walked in the presence of him as on the throne and said, give me the book. I'll take the book. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And they began to sing and bow before, thou art worthy. Hallelujah. And open the book and to loose the seals thereof. For thou wast slain. And by thy blood hath redeemed us. Thank God. Yes, sir. Out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hey, he's worthy tonight. I tell you, when no man could, the man, Christ Jesus, hey, God stood for it. John said to the angel, said he's a lion. But when I saw him, he's a lamb.
Amen.
And he's both. And at the same time, hallelujah. Just like he was human and divine. Hallelujah. Just like he was God and man, he was lion and lamb. Those are extremes. Those are opposites. But they were in him. Hallelujah. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's the lamb that walks out of Beth Arbor and out of Jordan after the Holy Ghost. I lit on him in the form of a dove. I've got a quit, but I can't find a quitting place. Hallelujah. He's the lamb led to in the wilderness by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's the lamb as he fights and prays 40 days and 40 nights. But when Satan comes to him, he's the lion. And Satan says, if thou be the Son of God, three times. And that lion roars out. Hallelujah. and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and conquer the devil. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, he's the Lamb, but he's the Lamb. Amen. He is the Lamb. When he laid down his life at Golgotha and stretched forth his hand, he is the Lamb. When they wrapped him and put him in a bar or two, but thank God, he is the Lamb. When he stepped out on resurrection morning, picked up his body and said, I got the keys of hell and of death. Woo!
Hallelujah. When no man would, he would. When no man could, he could. Woo! And now I'll talk to you just a minute and I'll be through. No man stood. The Bible tells us that when Jesus stooped down and rolled on the ground, after he'd said, where are those, he's without sin, let him suffer so many, raises up. Woman, where thine accuser doth no man condemn thee? And she said, no man, Lord. Amen. So there was no man that stood. Every one of them was guilty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was no man that stood. But there's one that could. He could have stood.
Yes, sir.
But you know where he is at? He stooped. And this wasn't the first time he stooped. This is the second time he stooped. When they stood, he stooped. And when they left, he stooped again. While they left, he stooped. Hallelujah. If you're looking for one without sin among them, he's the man. None of them could stood, but he could have stood. But instead of standing, he stooped. Hallelujah. And I remind you that he stooped the first time in incarnation. Can I remind you he stooped the first time, thank God, in human form. Can I remind you that he humbled himself, thank God, and took upon himself the form of a servant and made himself of no reputation. He stooped, hallelujah. Why did he stoop? Because there was somebody. Amen. That was condemned. Hallelujah. Not in sin. And he stooped. Hallelujah. And rode on the ground. And they kept saying, what about him? What are we going to do with him? Moses said, Lord, a stoner. What do you say? Hey, God, he stood up and said, I stooped. Hey, God, and I say to you now, if you're without sin, catch the first stone. Hey, in other words, I've lived a perfect life. 33 plus years. Born of a virgin. Lived a sinless life. No fault found in me. Hallelujah. Hey, God. So if you want to condemn us and you have no sin, help yourself. Hallelujah. But no man could stand. No, they couldn't stand that. He could have stood, but he stooped again. And I'm right on the cross of Calvary. He became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! Amen. And then he stood up. I got up for 3 days and 3 nights and said, because I live, you can live also.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woman, where are those thine accusers?
Yes.
Doth no man condemn thee? She said, no man, Lord.
Yes.
He's going to tell you something good. Neither do I condemn thee. He wasn't convicted in his conscience. But he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh my, what blessed words. Yes. And why wouldn't it be? He's full of grace and truth. Grace is poured into his lips.
Amen.
Oh my. Well, nobody stood. I'm glad he could have stood. But he stooped.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
There is therefore now no condemnation
That's Romans 8. You had 6 and 7. Let me just talk about 8 just a minute. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Right.
For what the law could not do, then it was weak according to the flesh. God sent His Son in the likeness of sin and flesh, and for sin condemned it in the flesh. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, you may be here tonight and under condemnation, but I'm glad of the man that went to Calvary and stooped. I made a curse for us, made sin for us, became obedient even to the death of the cross, that you might have life, that He might set you free.
Hallelujah.
He bore your sin and your shame, and because He did it, He can say to you, go and sin no more.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. I like it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now, the way I'm a feeling, I think I'll just leave that Buick parked and run back to Alabama. The only thing is, a couple miles down the road, when the Spirit wears off, I'll be in a heap of trouble. Y'all know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But it feels pretty good right now. I'm talking about no man. No man would, and no man could, and no man stood. But oh, there was the man, Christ Jesus. He could have condemned it, but He chose not to. Oh, hallelujah. And He didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved.
Yes.
He that believeth is not condemned, but if he that believeth not is condemned already.
Yes,
because he believeth not in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
How tonight, if you want freedom, if you want out of the condemnation of sin tonight, you'll have to look to this man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two things I'm through. No man. No man. There's a lot that Bible has to say about no man. I'm not going to preach all. I'm going to talk two things. We're going to sing. I was thinking about it today. When the Bible talks about no man in relationship to him that gives all for God, the same payment goes for all men. When Peter said to the Lord Jesus, after the rich young ruler walked away, Jesus said, how hard are they that rich enter the kingdom? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man in the kingdom. And they said, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, that is impossible with men, it's possible with God.
Right.
And Peter said, well, Lord, what's going to happen to us? We've left all and followed you. And Jesus said, there's no man.
Right.
Not just you, Peter, but there's no man.
Yep.
That hadn't left houses and fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and lands for my sake, for the gospel's sake,
yes,
that we're going to get more in this world and in the world to come. Out of the rest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have to remind myself that I'm in that number of no man. Do you have to remind yourself?
Yes.
Of course, I'm also reminded Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say about the same thing, except Mark throws this in. Mark says we'll get 100-fold. Luke says we'll get 100-fold in this world. Amen. But Mark says we get it with persecution. Read it. It's in there. Oh, we'll have it. How more if we give all for the gospel's sake, for Christ's sake? No man. That includes me and you. In 2007, when we leave it all, when we forsake it all, hey God, when we give it all to God, there's no man. That applies to everybody. Hey, friend, somebody said, I tried it and it didn't work. No, friend, it doesn't work that way. It's the same. And when you give it all to God and you lay it all aside for Him, there's no man that when He gives it all up shall not get more in this world than in the world to come, eternal life.
Amen.
I remind you, along with that, in this world is some persecution.
That's right.
I'd like to forget that, but I've got to remember it. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I guess if it wasn't for the persecution, I'd feel like I was somebody. And you let God feel like you were somebody. But God lets that come our way. And to give us humility. Hallelujah. Yes, we are blessed beyond measure. And yes, every man that'll give up all to God, and that man will have and receive more in this present world, but in the world to come.
Amen.
Life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Now, I'm not of the persuasion, as some are, but that simply means you're going to be filthy rich. I don't think that's what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, it looks like we got everything, and it looks like we ain't got nothing all the same time. Amen. That's exactly right. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Hey, God, and I'm not going to stand up there in the parking lot tonight and tell God where to put my Mercedes. Amen, or my Rolls Royce. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm going to go for Him tonight. And when He gets ready, He'll add what He wants added. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when it all is done and over with, thank God, I'll have more than what I left. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, as a matter of fact, all that I had before, I just throw that gun on the dung heap. Hallelujah. Because I want to win Christ.
Yes,
and I want to be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is by faith in His name.
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want to say this. In other words, anybody that gives up all tonight, no man, no man. I don't think at least anybody else. What do you think? If they give it up all for it,
right,
they'll receive more in this world than the world to come, life everlasting or eternal life.
Yes.
What the Bible said.
Yes.
Now, let's go to the other extreme. Luke said, no man, having taken hold of the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
What did he say in the verses before? Somebody wanted to go bury their dead. Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Follow me.
Yes.
And Jesus said, no man having taken a hold of the plow, put his hand in the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
God help. Now, I ain't going to get into a big debate on that. Amen. I'll give you Alabama theology and place theology if you want it, and we'll let you leave it with that. No man having put in his hand to the plow, looking back. Hallelujah. All the time he's grabbed hold of the plow, he's looking back. He's like Lot's wife. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And that man is not fit for the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to leave it all. You got to do like Elisha. You got to burn it all. The oxen and the instruments and say, I ain't going to plow no more. I'm not going to follow that life no more. I'm going with God.
Amen.
Anybody that tries to lay hold of the plow, thank God, all the time they're looking back. Am I saying it's not fit for the kingdom? Anybody
Amen.
Listen to me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus did say, enter in at the straight gate. For straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. I want to tell you how straight it is. Hey, God, it's just room enough for you to get in.
Amen.
You can't take nothing with you. No baggage, no burdens, nothing else. Hallelujah. Somebody said, why ain't more folk getting saved? Because they don't want to enter at the straight gate. Or he said, strong, they enter in at the straight gate.
Amen. Amen.
What's the striving in the straight gate? I tell you what the striving is. Folks don't want to turn loose of who they are. What they've got, they want to hold to the plow and look back
Amen.
On at the same time.
Amen.
You can't hold on to nothing. Hey, God, you've got to turn loose of it all to go to Him.
Amen.
Yeah, so, Amen. Well, I haven't got an iron yet. Just hold on. I'm just about through.
Great job.
Amen. God help us. Years ago, when they didn't have better means of catching wild animals, put in zoos and especially monkeys to do experiments with, they'd go to those islands in the Pacific where monkeys were abound. And one way they'd catch them is they'd take a large, heavy glass bottle that had a very small neck on it, and they'd drop one of those nuts that those monkeys loved. That favorite kind of nut, and they'd drop that in that bottle and go in onto the island, onto the beach, to the shore. And the monkeys, of course, run back in the jungle and they'd lay those bottles down with those nuts in it. And then they'd pull back to the ship and wait for them monkeys, and they'd come out of the jungle and smell them nuts in them bottles. And with an open hand, they'd reach in there and grab a hold of them nuts in them bottles. and they wrap their fist around it and then try to come back out. But that open hand that would go in to get the nut wouldn't come back out when it was closed. The opening was too narrow. And so that monkey had thrashed and screamed to high heaven, "Thank God," and tried to get loose. That bottle was too heavy. It couldn't totally round. And all it had to do was turn loose of the nut. And it'd be free, but it wanted the nut. And it'd finally thrash and scream around until it literally passed out from exhaustion. And they'd come and pick them up, amen, and do whatever they wanted to with them. Same way with a sinner tonight. I'm a telling you, praying God ain't going to save you till you turn loose of it all.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, "I know so-and-so got saved." They cried. I mean, tears wet the carpet. And they wandered around in the altar. And they cried and prayed loud enough. You could have heard them from here. Out of Villarica, it didn't matter. That's probably just thrashing around. What won't turn loose or something? Hey, it don't take that long to get saved when you get willing to give it up. Well, bless his name. I believe I've seen folk get saved before they ever got to an altar. And it's the altar that saves you. It's that surrender. It's that giving yourself to God. And when that takes place, hallelujah, and you thank God, turn your back on yourself and throw in with the Savior, the work is done. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want to tell you, some of us, after we are saved, sometimes get a hold of something we don't need to be a hold of. And we'll cry and thrash around. Lord, if I've thought about preaching on it this week, but I don't know if I will or not. And we cry as Abraham did, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before me." I want to tell you, friend, tonight, God doesn't want our Ishmael. God wants us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What we need to do is turn loose tonight and give it all to God. A lot of folk at these days could just turn loose, but they hold on to something. And usually everybody's rebellion heads up in one point.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
Usually they'll give up everything but that one last thing, and they won't give it up. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something, what you can do, you can sing them 100 verses of "Just As I Am" without one plea. You can read them all in the Bible you want to read to them. You can tell them to repeat all the prayers you want to tell them to repeat. Hey, and you tell them just to stand up and claim it. Thank God it ain't no freedom now, it'll come later. I want to tell you something tonight, my friend. They'll never get saved till they give it all to God.
Amen. 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 That's right, preacher.
Hallelujah. Amen. Man, I got a hush, I know. Amen. Amen. And if you do get them to sing your verse of "Just As I Am" and repeat your prayer, thank God and believe your verse, all you've done is made a rebel out of them.
Right.
No, already a rebel. You just made them a sanctified rebel.
Right.
Amen. And made them think they're going to heaven, and I want to tell you, there ain't no rebels going to heaven. God ain't let one in yet, and He's not going to let none of this in. He kicked the first one out, which was Satan, and He's determined not to let another one in. Hey, but you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, wholly resigned to God, I want to tell you, for Christ's sake, He'll forgive you. Thank God, and make you a fit subject to go to heaven.
Amen.
I need to hush, I know, thank God. Bless His name tonight. I'm talking about no man tonight. You feel like there's no man, there is one tonight. And He's Christ Jesus, amen. Would you run to Him, would you come to Him tonight? Stand, please. Thank God, let's sing verse of song. Tonight, whatever. And you come and pray if you need to come and pray tonight. The altar's open to you tonight. Satan sent a light. You need to pray, you come on tonight. Turn loose of whatever it is you're holding on to. Amen.
The drunk on the street, the rich in their palaces, the poor and unlearned, and the men of degree. they all have a soul in need of salvation, and they all have to come back Calvary. But I am so glad God saves those sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how He set them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that He would say, an old sinner like me, was I so bad that I needed forgiveness? Was I so wrong I had to be redeemed? Well, I wasn't a thief, yet I lived in sin's prison. Oh, and I was as lost as a sinner could be. But I am so glad God saved those sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how He set them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that He would say, an old sinner like me, was I so bad that I needed forgiveness? Was I so wrong I had to be redeemed? Well, I wasn't a thief, yet I lived in sin's prison. Oh, and I was as lost as a sinner could be. But I am so glad God saved those sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how He set them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that He would say, an old sinner like me,
God led right. First song that I ever shall forget the day. song was put out back 20 years or so ago, I guess. Can he save me? Could he love me? Would he take me? Did he really? Can he? Could he? Would he? Yes, he can. He could. He would. And he did.
Amen.
Hope you've been obedient to what the Lord has had you to do in this meeting this evening. And if you haven't been, it's been your own fault. You've had opportunity. Amen. Well, I hope you'll come back tomorrow night. We'll meet at 15 after 7 again for prayer. Hope you'll come back and be a part of the meeting with us and worship together with us. Brother Terry, if you would please come stand with us at the back door of the face. And, we'll let folks be sure to come back and take care of the man of God. We appreciate you preaching the word of the Lord.